What's going on, everyone? Samir Shabane here, founder of the Ecom Incubator. I'm actually driving over to the gym right now, but I want to share a concept with you guys on how to master any skill that you want. Okay, so I posted this on my Instagram story, and then I went ahead and sent out an email on it, but I didn't get a chance to record a video or a podcast, right? So with that being said, now I'm driving pretty recklessly trying to do this here, so I'm going to be real careful. But I was in the Cape this weekend, Cape Cod, Massachusetts. Beautiful weekend, and I had a book with me called Psycho-Cybernetics, okay? So without getting too deep into this book, it's pretty much one of the founding fathers in terms of self-help and personal development. Okay, so it just talks a lot about how to create goals and achieve those goals with minimal effort in terms of having the right mindset. And I think the one thing that a lot of entrepreneurs struggle with, and I can attest to this myself, is understanding that skills are necessary to be able to take advantage of opportunities, right? So you could think of any opportunity that you might have on your table, or an opportunity that you're taking advantage of right now. I'm sure you can, you know, call out a few different skill sets that you just need to be really good at to be able to perform efficiently and generate great results, right? So, for example, if we take e-commerce, for example, right? The first skill set that you need is to be able to build a Shopify store, right? Build your store, because without a store, or a store that actually converts, right? But another skill could be how to pick products that are trending and that are in demand, right? And if you don't have that skill, that capability, then you'll probably just keep picking products that are just not in demand, that have, you know, they just have no demand and that are not trending. So what I'm trying to get at here is, and I'm sure you guys have, you know, especially if you've been following me on Instagram or you are on my email list, is the skill of Google Ads. Okay, so when it comes to Google Ads, it is a skill that you must master if you want to be successful in e-commerce. Okay, straight up, there's no way around it. And the reason why is because, well, it's the number one most visited website in the world, right? It gets 160 billion searches a month. And on top of that, okay, when people go to Google and they are searching up a product or a brand, they are doing it with the intent to purchase, right? So the main difference between Facebook ads, and just to clarify here before you think I'm telling you to choose between Facebook and Instagram and Google ads, you know, Facebook ads, by the way, Facebook owns Instagram, for those of you guys that don't know, just a side note. So I'm just going to refer to the both of those as Facebook ads, just like how Google owns YouTube, right? So when you're launching Facebook and Instagram ads, you gotta understand that the placement that you're going after is really in the midst of people looking for entertainment. Because why do you go on Instagram and on Facebook? You're bored, you're trying to get an update on your family, on your friends, maybe some news, maybe some of your favorite brands, some of your favorite celebrities. So you're not really in there, you know, ready to buy anything. You don't really have an intent to buy anything. Your intent is to get entertainment. And, you know, same thing is kind of true for YouTube as well. But the reason why you need to master Google Ads is for the simple fact that when you're raising awareness for your brand, your product, and your offer through Facebook and Instagram ads, well, people are going on Google Ads to confirm that brand, product, and offer. And the best way that I like to explain it, I always repeat this to our e-commerce accelerator members on our live calls every Tuesday and Thursday. I always remind them that, hey, people work hard for their money. Okay, and as David Ogilvy says, you know, one of the legendary marketers, aka the father of advertising, you know, he says that the customer is not an idiot. They are your wife. Okay, now I don't have a wife. I'm not sure if I'm complaining or bragging about that. But it's the idea that they do their research. Okay, they do their research because they work hard for their money. So if you're retailing something for, you know, $40, and, you know, if you just think about the average person, the average customer probably spends 4 hours of their life, right, working at their job at making $10 an hour to clock in that $40. So they're not just going to spend it, you know, recklessly. They're going to do the research to make sure that they are getting a good deal. And on top of that, there's another statistic that, well, customers are more afraid, are twice as afraid of making a purchase and getting ripped off rather than making the purchase and getting the benefit that you promise. So they're twice as fearful of losing their money than they are of getting the benefit that you're promising them through your product, okay? So what are they going to do? They're going to go on Google Ads, or they're going to go on Google and type up the name of your store, okay? ABC Dog Toys, right? If your store name is abcdogtoys.com, well, they're going to go on Google and just type in ABC Dog Toys. And they're going to try to see if you pop up first, or if they actually get another, if they find another brand, a better brand, or a better product or offer, all right? So unless you're popping up there first, okay, leading with the product and offer and brand that they saw and engaged with on Instagram and on Facebook, then they're going to go ahead and buy from your customers, okay? They're going to go and buy from your competitors, I mean. From your competitors, not your customers. They're going to go and buy from your competitors. So essentially, if you're just raising awareness and in creating engagement on Facebook and on Instagram, but then you're not showing up on Google, well, guess what? You just left money on the table. And on top of that, you just invested your hard-earned dollars to creating that awareness. And then they went ahead and bought from your competitors. And I know people in the e-commerce industry that literally capitalize off this simple little arbitrage. Okay, they find products that people are only promoting through Facebook and Instagram ads, and then they go ahead and rank for that product name on Google, right, whether it be Google Shopping or Google Search or both, and they capitalize off all the low-hanging fruit that these other, you know, I hate to say, but amateurs are leaving on the table. Right, they capitalize on the low-hanging fruit, and they grab the money that's left on the table by the amateur e-compreneurs because they are ignorant to the reality of consumer behavior. So with that being said, all right, that is exactly why Juan and I, right, my business partner Juan Velez and I, have went ahead and launched a Google Ads masterclass. Okay, within the next 30 days, we want to take a handful of people, okay, and help you master Google Ads. So therefore, you can skyrocket your business by picking up that low-hanging fruit or money that you're leaving on the table, or both, okay? Meaning skyrocket your business and picking up the low-hanging fruit that you are leaving on the table and that your competitors are leaving on the table, all right? So just because, you know, and really this is the point that I was trying to make here is the four levels of competence. All right, that is something called the hierarchy of competence. If you just look it up on Google, it's a simple concept of how anyone can master any skill. And at first, it is the level of unconscious incompetence, meaning you do not know what you do not know. Okay, so maybe before you watch this video here, although I highly doubt this is going to be true, but just as an example, you know, before you listen to this podcast here or watch my Instagram stories, you never knew you could run ads on Google. Well, you don't know what you don't know, so therefore you can't take advantage of it, right? The second level is conscious incompetence, meaning now that you're aware of Google Ads, you are also aware of the fact that you don't know how to run them, and therefore you are leaving money on the table and your competitors are stealing your customers. On the third level is conscious competence, right? So once you enroll in the Google Ads Masterclass, then you will go, which you can actually do by going to www.ecomincubator.com/Google Masterclass, okay? www.ecomincubator.com ecomincubator.com/Google Masterclass. And, you know, in that third level, conscious competence, is once you enroll in the Google Ads Masterclass, then you will have to pay real close attention, and it will be a real, you know, process to setting up your first couple of campaigns, right? But the good news is that in the Google Ads Masterclass, we show you how to do everything click by click, how to set up your product feeds, how to set up your, you know, Google Tag Manager, your analytics, your ads manager. So all that good stuff, we show you how to do click by click as you watch over Juan's shoulder. Save for there's no guesswork. But in this level is really where it gets tough for people, because they give it a shot. They don't know exactly what they're doing. It takes a lot of brain power, a lot of energy, but yet they're still making mistakes and not getting the results really that they're expecting, right? It's like you're aware, you're learning, you're trying, but it's just the pain is still outweighing the reward. And so this is really the level where a lot of people tend to quit and just give up. But then there is another level, right? The final, the fourth level, which is unconscious competence. And that is when you can run profitable Google ads and Google campaigns without even really thinking twice about it. And that's when you have mastered this skill set, right? Because that's when you understand exactly what buttons you need to click, what type of campaigns, what each type of campaign or Google ad network really, what kind of purpose each Google ad network solves, right? Or fulfills. So for example, Google display ads are best for retargeting. Google search ads are best for, organic searches, showing up and ranking for organic searches. Google shopping ads, best for, well, if you have an e-commerce business, which are actually one of the most profitable type of ad networks for us right now within the Google platform. But, you know, in the unconscious competence level, it's also known as flow state, when you can just launch Google ads and it feels like you're doing it seamlessly, effortlessly, and yet they're still going to generate results that, you know, you could have never thought of, you know, when you were in the second level of conscious incompetence, all right? And then it's a skill set that you could take on with you for the rest of your life. So with that being said, I'm going to hop inside the gym here, and I hope that you guys got value out of this podcast. Please leave a review, 5-star review below. Leave one of the main takeaways that you got from this lesson here, from this podcast here so far. And really shoot me any type of feedback you can on Instagram or on through my email. All right, just respond to my, if you're on my email list, just respond to one of my recent emails. Let me know what you think about this podcast here, especially this lesson here. And be sure to grab your seat inside the Google Ads Masterclass so you can learn how to master Google Ads over the next 30 days and skyrocket your business while they're still unsaturated, untapped, and highly profitable. Okay, and you go to enroll, you go to HTTPS, right? The double dots there, /... www.ecomincubator.com/Google Masterclass. Okay, or you could just go to my Instagram stories, and I'm sure I have the link there, as I might be rambling on there as well. All right, so thank you guys so much for tuning in. Love y'all. Peace.